How will this impact on the rest of the so-called war on terror in relation to US foreign policy?
Not necessarily very much, because the search for bin Laden had, so we are told, been dropped away a bit in priority. The bin Laden unit, for example, as it was referred to, had been disbanded, but the Americans were clearly still looking for him. Bin Laden as a commanding officer of various terror groups hasn't been to the fore in many, many years. He's been on the run. At best, he's like a chief executive running a franchise operation. And many of the organizations that he was patronizing will continue to exist. And it could very well be the case that there will be a heightened sense of operations against the United States and other countries because of bin Laden's death.
Right. So in terms of the impact that this will have on al-Qaeda, are you saying that it could perhaps ignite retaliation?
Very definitely. I mean, al-Qaeda has been franchised, effectively. There are groups that want to be like it. There are groups that are connected to it. And there are imitation groups. Now, and there's also very small groups of people who seem to operate under the intelligence radar. So it's quite likely that there will be retaliation of some type, pretty deadly at that, in the foreseeable future, and in fact in the very near future.
And is it in any way significant that his body was found in Pakistan?
It is significant because the Pakistan government has all sorts of problems with the operations of the United States on its territory, and Pakistan has a sizable minority of people who will want to take retaliation as well. And if it turns out to be the case that the Pakistan government gave its approval for this American operation on its soil, then that will also involve almost certainly attacks upon various members of that government.
And in terms of Osama's death as a leader, will this have any relevant impact, do you think?
He has great symbolic value for al-Qaeda. Whether that translated into the quality of command and control since 9/11 is another matter entirely. His death does mean that the organisation's lost its leader. It could also mean that he gets elevated into the realm of martyrdom, almost certainly, and that will have obviously implications.